Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, July 4th, that's a date on the calendar, and we always say July 4th when we are talking about this particular holiday, but what else is it? Well, it's Independence Day, and you know that's a little longer to say, and we just, I think all the publicity, so on, it's July 4th, a big holiday for fireworks, and perhaps we forget about that it is celebrating Independence Day, and we'll come back to that. But first of all, here's some facts about the 4th of July, and the fact that in July 1776, the estimated number of people living in the United States was 2.5 million. How many now? Well, right now it's estimated that the population is 313.9 million. From 2.5 to 314 million. Flags? Well, in 2011, the dollar value of U.S. imports of American flags, the vast majority of this amount was for U.S. flags made in China, and the value was $3.6 million. The dollar value of U.S. flags exported in 2011, mostly to Mexico, was a total of $663,000. And the dollar value of shipments of fabricated flags, banners, and similar emblems by the nation's manufacturers, this was back in 2007. The other figures were a little more recent. $302.7 million. So when you put all of the red, white, and blue things together, $302 million. What about fireworks? How much do we spend on fireworks? The value imported from China in 2011 was $232.3 million. And the value of U.S. manufacturer shipments of fireworks and pyrotechnics was $231.8 million. Lots of millions of dollars there spent on a variety of things. And we haven't even touched on the food, because food is such an important point of the whole celebration of the 4th of July. Total production of cattle and calves in Texas, just Texas, not in Iowa, in 2011 was 7.2 billion pounds. And chances are good that some were beef hot dogs, steaks, burgers. And of course, we could add some more pounds of that that came from other states. Probably here we're going to talk about Nebraska and Iowa. The number of states in which the value of broiler chicken production was estimated at $1 billion or greater. Well, do you want to guess what states those are? Actually, Iowa is not among them. Iowa is more an egg state, not a broiler state. Georgia, Arkansas, North Carolina, Alabama, Mississippi, or Texas are the states that produce the most broiler chickens. And you're probably going to have some potato salad or potato chips, and because they are one of the most popular parts of food on the 4th of July. Here's some patriotic-sounding place names. 31 places have liberty in their names. The most populous one as of April 2010 was Liberty, Missouri. Iowa has 4. And that's more than any other state. Libertyville, New Liberty, North Liberty, and West Liberty. Have you visited any of those Liberty towns in Iowa? 35 places have Eagle in their names. And the most populous one is Eagle Pass in Texas, with a population of 26,000 people. 11 places have Independence in their names. And the biggest one is in Independence, Missouri, with a population of 116,000 people. Some other names that are patriotic sounding. 9 places have freedom in their names. And probably the one that more people may know about, but it's a pretty small town in Pennsylvania. It's called New Freedom. Only 4,000 to 5,000 people live there. Only one place has patriot in the name. And that's Patriot, Indiana, with a population of 200. 5 places have America in their names. And the most populous of that is American Fork, Utah, with a population of 26,000. So, you know, it might be interesting to look at the map, look at your computer, whatever. Can you find any more patriotic sounding names than those we just listed? I think it's really interesting that Iowa has the most places with liberty in the name. So maybe that's what we ought to think about in terms of the 4th of July, Independence Day. Because in 1776, that was a pretty big deal. And here's thoughts from one person. It's easy to get caught up in all of the celebration, the beer, the burgers, the fireworks, and forget about what we're actually celebrating, our nation's birth. Many of us will inevitably be caught up in a few renditions of our national anthem, God Bless America, and you know, other patriotic marches and so on. It's important to celebrate the country that is our home and that still represents freedom and liberty to large parts of our world. It's important to focus on our nation's foundation because it gives us a great perspective. Just see how far we've come in the past 236 years. We've made great strides. When we think about how far we've come and all the generations of great Americans before us have accomplished, we probably will sit complacently at our grills and on our outdoor patio furniture. And we hear lots of complaints about what America is doing wrong, but maybe Independence Day, the 4th of July, is to ask ourselves, as Americans have on many occasions, what can we do better? America is a great country, but that has never meant that we cannot be greater, that we cannot strive for better. A glance at indexes and rankings on issues like infant mortality, literacy, student test scores show that we still have plenty work to do. If the Founding Fathers had sat around and written Declaration of Independence but never sent it to England, nothing would have changed. They articulated a vision for a better future and made it happen. They took the burden upon their shoulders and did it. Likewise, we as Americans cannot sit on our hands and discuss issues like health care and education and then quietly retreat back to our busy lives on July 5th. This 4th of July should be a call to action. How can each of us improve our community and our country? We owe it to ourselves, to our predecessors, to all those who protect our country, and to all of those who will be called Americans long after we are gone. Should America be blessed with another magnificent 236 years, do we really want future generations sitting around on our patio furniture and thinking, wow, we really haven't come very far in the past two centuries, have we? So just a thought from someone, and moving on from just 4th of July to taking a moment, maybe while you're watching the fireworks or just looking at the sky or just taking a couple minutes to relax and kind of think inward about what Independence Day meant to the ones who preceded us and what it means to us. And as this gentleman said, how can we improve it? If we don't all kind of pitch in and do our little part, it will not be improved. It will not go forward. It will just keep slipping backwards. So what can you do? Boy, there's a challenge, isn't it? On a day you're taking a holiday to think about the true meaning of the 4th of July, which is Independence Day.